Hello?
Hi, Jarrell, this is Sahak with Local Splash giving you a call back. How you
yes,
doing?
Yes, sir. I'm doing fine. I hope
happy
you
to
are.
Hear that. Yes, sir. Always am, especially at the end of the day, about to go home to the fam, so it can't be too mad, right?
That's right.
Gotta look on the positive for sure. So what, did you make it home?
Yes, I'm home, and I had a question. When I Googled, junk removal near me, and it come up with about 10 different places. So after we get all this straight, if I Googled that, mine would come up first.
Exactly. So you're within the eye shot of when people do the search between those first, you know, couple you see that pop up on the top of the page. Exactly. On the first page.
Okay. So it may
and
not
I'm
be
doing
the first
search, right? It's Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
It may not be the first one, but it would be on the first page. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Right, exactly. It may not be the first because obviously there is the algorithm, right? They fluctuate the first, second, third, even the fourth through the fifth. They fluctuate and it's between obviously the same spots. You're not going to go down to, you know, 7 or 10 or the second page. You're going to be within eyeshot of the first few when you see when you do that search in that area.
Okay.
Yeah, as long as your, you know, the service, you know, continues, yeah, we keep you up there. You stay there.
Okay. And how quick did it happen?
Average is about 30 to 45 days. We have everything set up in 2 weeks. The only thing that takes a little bit of time is the verification on Google. But typically, yeah, 30 to 45 days. Most other companies, you're looking about 4 to 6 months. But with us, it's a little faster because we've been in business some time. And, I mean, partnership with Google doesn't hurt, right? I usually just go with, you know, the average 30 to 45 days. And if it's even faster, then we're all the more happy, right?
That's right.
Always got to look at the positive, right?
That's right.
For sure. So let me just confirm we got everything. 3137 Metters Spur, right? And that's not a business address. That is your home address, so we're not listing it, right?
Yeah, it's my home address, but I work out of my house.
Okay, so we won't list it. Perfect. And then it looks like we got, okay, the hours, the areas, perfect. Okay, and then, let's see, so next would just be the billing, right? So the billing is the same address, the 3137, right?
That's correct.
Okay, and then, let's see, so for the payment method, is that a Visa or a MasterCard?
A Visa.
Okay, and then, let's see, so go ahead with the number whenever you're ready.
4059-99. Okay. That was 4059-9900.
Okay.
0198.
Okay.
3497.
So just to confirm, 4059-99-000-198-3497.
Correct.
Okay, and the expiration?
0328.
328, okay. And the number on the back?
049.
Okay, now we're also going to set up a security question for you. That way you know it's when we're calling, calls are more secure, of course. There's three options. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
My mother's maiden name.
Okay, and the name?
Burris, B-U-R-R-I-S.
Burris, R-R-I-S, okay. Now, just setting up the account here. So once it processes, you'll of course, your online banking, right? You'll see that first, the 348. And then you'll also get your invoice through text and email as well for your records, okay? So let's loading that up now. 1 second. Okay. There we go. Just waiting on my internet here. Sorry about the wait. Okay. Then we'll just go through the invoice. Then just one other quick step, and you're on your way. It's a pretty quick process. We did most of it earlier. So let's see here. There it is. It's loading up. Okay. So just to confirm, that's Jarrell Honeycutt, right, at 3137. Got the card. Okay. So you'll see that come through now on your online banking. Just one sec here. Okay. So let's see. Let me just confirm everything here. So Jarrell, J-E-R-R-E-L-L, Honeycutt, H-U-N-E-Y, C-U-T-T. Okay. And that's 3137 Metters, Spur Road, Moneta, 24121 for the zip code. And then that's a Visa. We got the card. March 2028-049 is the security code.
That's correct.
Okay. So I got an error message on the first try around. Let me see. Did you get a like a notification on your online banking at all?
No. Well, I don't know. You know, I got. Let me see. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, what did it say on your end?
It just says 3768 mail, free message, Carter Bank and Trust.
And it was for 348? The amount?
Just a second.
Okay. Just because on my end it didn't go through, so I'm just wondering if maybe just because it's a new company, right, not something you usually would, you know, make a payment to.
Oh, it's
so maybe you have to like verification that it's you.
Okay, reply yes or no if you use a debit card. Okay, let me put in yes.
Exactly. So reply exactly, and then once it says okay and it's the green one, the green light, then I think once I do it the second time, it should process. So let me know once you see that so we can make sure.
Thank you. Confirming this activity. You may continue to use your card.
Okay. Perfect. So let me just try one more time here.
I can't believe that I was able to do that. I'm
not very usually you're not able to.
Very savvy on this high-tech stuff, and I got a new phone.
The apps, right.
And I got a call a few minutes ago, and I couldn't figure out how to get my speaker up, and I couldn't hear what they were saying, and I was hoping that wasn't you.
Right, yeah, hopefully not, for sure. So this time, though, I got another error message, but it was insufficient funds. Are you aware of maybe it not being enough for the payment?
I haven't looked at that lately.
Okay. Yeah,
all right, let me.
I got the error message.
All right, let me give you another one, another card then. It's really
okay.
The same.
Okay, it's the same address, just different number.
Yeah, it's the same bank, just a different number. I have two accounts.
Okay, go ahead whenever you're ready.
4059.
Okay.
6000.
Okay.
0171.
Okay.
4046.
Okay.
Expiration date is 0827.
827. Okay, and the number on the back?
949.
Okay, so just to confirm the number, so it's 4059-6000-171-4046.
Okay, now let's see, there was That's 4 zeros in a row, wasn't it?
That was 4. Is it supposed to be less?
Nope, that's it.
That is it, okay. And that's August 2027, 949, okay. And then the everything else should be the same, the address and the name, of course. So let's try that one more time. Okay, it looks like it processed this time. So you will definitely see that come through on your online banking first.
Okay.
So you're going to see that since you're already looking at the app there. Then you're going to get an email, I think, first, right, with your invoice, everything that's included, the pricing and everything. But I'm sending a text because that's usually the quickest way to access it. You should get that right now, any second, anyway. Let me know when you see that.
Gerald, thank you for...
Thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file, I think it should say, and then there's like a link you can click in the text. You see that?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, go ahead and click on that. Yeah, go ahead and click there. That's going to take you into the invoice, right? You'll see, I think it'll say Terms of Experience or Terms of Conditions, something like that.
Yeah, something about Splash terms or experience below the summary of
exactly.
Services. Okay.
That's the one. All right. Now, take a quick look. Let me know if you have any questions, of course. Once you get to the bottom there, you're going to see a spot where you can click a box that says, I'm the authorized user. And then right below that, where you can type your name. Once you click there and, you know, type your name and hit confirm signature, that is going to take you to our website and ask for your username and password. You're going to get that within 7 days of your interview with the technician, which usually I think you do that tomorrow morning if you have time. So let me know once you get there.
It says, in a little box, I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. Just click on that.
Right. Click that box there first, then type your name in the empty space below that, then hit confirm signature.
Okay, I do cursive on my name.
I think you can just type it, right? It's just typing?
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, click here. Okay.
And then once you click, your keyboard will come up and you can just type your name there.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Now, once you do that, let me know once it confirms, right? And then you should see our website asking for your username and password.
Okay, confirm signature, just tap that.
Right.
And then username.
Okay, what perfect. So that's what you're seeing that now. Okay, so the technician is going to set you up with that within 7 days of when you speak with the tech, which will be most likely tomorrow morning. So you'll get that within the week, right? Usually within the week. Now, let's see here. Now, just the one last step, right? It's your voice verification to go along with the invoice to kind of go over the, you know, to ensure the accuracy of the order, go over the service agreement with Local Splash, and of course, there's an added form of protection. So I'm going to start now. If you got any, you know, need me to review or clarify anything, just let me know, okay? I'm going to start now. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. Now, first, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
A Dump the Junk,
okay.
LLC.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Gerald Honeycutt, I'm the owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am.
Okay, perfect. And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay, perfect. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Now, this goes along with the verification, right? The process of building your website, everything, right? The more involved you are, the quicker we can get things done and, you know, get you moving along. So you did get an email. Other than your invoice, you'll see one that says needed, pictures needed for Google verification. You'll see all that in the email there, everything you're going to need for the, just have as much ready as you can for your interview with the technician. That'll be like tomorrow morning. I think we'll set that up for. Now, also, as a result of increased visibility online, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. That's why I set up that security question for you to verify the call is coming from us at Local Splash and not another company. Now, do you agree to be responsive to the phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
All right, the security question, that was my mother's maiden name, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. So I have it spelled correctly. So, yeah, that's your mother's maiden name. So when they ask, just give the name, and that way you know it's us for sure.
Uh-huh.
Now, also, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you also agree to disclose or basically just let us know of any additional online marketing that, say, you might do with another company during the term of your agreement with us?
Okay.
Basically, if you do any other online marketing, just let us know, like anything in the future, you know, from here on out, just in case we, you know, don't do something that might interfere with what they're doing or vice versa, right?
Right.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup was charged today, okay, August 29th, in the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 29th or just 30 days from today in the amount of $249. That will be the recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number that I'll give to you here at the end of the call to speak with a live representative. To prevent charges for your next month of service, just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, so you are good to go. I'm just going to set you up with the time with the technician. Can you do that first thing tomorrow? I know you guys are East Coast, so the earliest would be 10 a.m. Is that good, or what's a good time for you?
That'll be good.
That'll be – okay, perfect. So let's see, Wednesday. Let me just send this over so you have everything you need, right? I'm just adding your email here. See, other than that, you're good to go. I'm just setting you up with the technician, and then you are on your way. So dump the junk SML at Gmail, right?
That's correct.
That's the one? Okay. So sending that over now. You're going to get it as a Google Calendar invite, okay, like in your email. So all you have to do is hit yes on the RSVP. That confirms the time, and the technician will do the same, and, you know, you're all good to go. So you're all set. Thanks for giving us a shot, of course, and welcome to the team most of all. Now, if you need anything from me, I'm going to send you over a text because you have your technician, right, for your go-to guy on the technical side, but you'll still have me as the lead on the account. So if you have any questions or need anything or just clarifying, whatever, you know, anything you need from me, you can also just text me there or give me a call, okay?
Okay, I hope you can get this thing going by the time I need to make my next payment. That would sure be helpful.
Hey, definitely. No, most of the stuff we have up in 2 weeks should be having any jobs coming in. But typically, yeah, within 30 to 45 days, so probably right before your next payment, we should be getting you jobs and, you know, you be able to pay for itself, right? That's the dream.
So we'll, that's right.
You'll be happy you did it. Yeah, we'll make it happen. Okay, so I'm sending you the text now. Let's see. Okay, if you need anything, there we go. All right, so you get that here after the call. You should have already got all the emails. The emails are set. So, okay, we'll get the text after the call here. And then if you need anything from me, you can even just text me there. You don't even have to call through the prompts. Yeah, you can even just text, you know, if you have a question or whatnot. That way you don't have to call through the customer line.
Okay. That's good.
Okay, so you're good to go. They'll call you between 10 and 10:30 tomorrow to get you started, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. You thank you as well. You have a great night, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.